T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 11:05 here on a Wednesday. So we'll be talking in just a second about the declaration that Missouri Governor Mike Parson has asked for from President Trump. But Kansas City, Missouri Police Department just put this up on Facebook, and I wanted to read this really quick. They say, we have heard reports that people are being stopped by police and asked for paperwork to determine whether their business being out is essential. And they said KCPD officers should not be doing this. If it happens to you, call 911 immediately. The concern, of course, that you're being scammed. Legitimate officers may still ask you where you're going during the course of a normal traffic stop, like they always have. But police say they are not asking for papers or stopping people just because they are out driving. This was the big concern in the question that a lot of you have asked in the last few days. Particularly those of you that have gotten paperwork for your jobs that show that your business is essential. But numerous police departments have said this. And Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchess said this to us a couple of days ago. They are not going to be pulling you over asking where you are going or asking you for proof that where you are going is essential. And police said they are hearing reports that people are being stopped by police and asked for paperwork to know, you know, are you really going somewhere essential? Police are not doing that. If that happens to you, it's possible that's a scam. Call 911 right away. Now, in a normal traffic stop, they are casually going to ask you where you are headed. That is normal, but they're not stopping people just because you were out driving.
Yeah, and your mind went to the same place mine did with that it, you know, they're worried about somebody who is impersonating a police officer. And it goes back again to the same thing that we've been pounding home. If somebody's taking advantage of this situation, whether they're running a scam on drivers or they're trying to sell people snake oil over the internet to cure coronavirus, that I can't imagine anything lower than that. Somebody who is just, again, trying to take advantage of all situations, this one where people are dying.
Right, right. A texter said, I've seen a lot of people pulled over. Well, it doesn't mean, I mean, maybe they were doing something wrong. You know, maybe they were speeding or they ran a traffic light. It doesn't give you, I get that we're in a weird situation, but it doesn't give you carte blanche to just break the law either.
No, and that goes to something that we had texted into us a couple of times yesterday, that there were people, and getting very annoyed by this, by the way, but in some ways I can see this is just a matter of life carrying on the way that it always has, is that they saw police running speed, that they were running a speed trap, and they gave us a couple of different locations, and they were saying, why in the middle of coronavirus are they running a speed trap? Well, okay, but that's their job. I mean, they are, in fact, essential employees, so some regular parts of the job are still going to go on. And so, like you said, yeah, if they pull you over, if it's a real police officer and he pulls you over and says, you were speeding, you were going 15 over, by the way, where are you going? That's okay. That's something that they would normally do anyway. So what are you doing out today?
Right. But if they are pulling you over and kind of interrogating you about whether where you are going is essential. Again, police are not going to be doing that. And
nobody's asking for your papers.
Yeah, KCPD has been pretty active on Facebook and on social media about that. So feel free to go to their page. But if you ever have a concern that who you're being pulled over by is not a legitimate officer, that's where you call 911.
Yeah, and the text line just came up with a brilliant one. Same number of cops are out there, but there's a quarter of the traffic out on the road. So if you are breaking the law, if you run a stop sign or you're speeding or whatever, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. Well done, text line.
Right, right. So this would, and some of you were texting in stories of, you know, somebody pulling you over just to ask where you're going. I would ask, well, did you, are you speed, you know, are you doing something else? Because that, sometimes that happens where just, you know, police, you'll be acting suspicious, and yes, police will stop you to see where you're going.
Well, and frankly, people pass around a lot of stories at a time like this, too. You can't necessarily believe everything you see on the internet or everything that people say to you in private. There is one thing, though, that I thought was interesting. There is a little bit of enforcement right here in this area, both on the Kansas side and the Missouri side, that they've decided to step back a little bit. And that is tag enforcement. So if you've got an expired license or an expired license plate, they're going to give you a, they're going to let you slide on this one for a period of time. This is not going to go forever, but part of that is just, you know, taking enforcement powers away from other places where they could be used. But the other part of it is they don't want anybody standing in line at the DMV who doesn't have to be.
Right. Right. So I wanted to ask people, because a story just came out of the Star and it's getting a lot of traction on Twitter in the last hour. So as of yet, we have major, Kansas City has done it, St. Louis has done it, and a lot of counties in Missouri and Kansas have declared these stay-at-home orders. Columbia did it, Sedgwick County, which is Wichita, has done this as well. But so far, Kansas and Missouri have not done statewide stay-at-home orders like other states have done, like Illinois has done. And I'm going to put the question out there about whether you think they should. Again, we've got two major metropolitan areas on state lines, and Illinois has done it, but the two other states have not done this yet. And part of the reason I'm asking is because Missouri Governor Mike Parson is calling on President Trump to approve a major disaster declaration for the entire state to get greater federal help in fighting coronavirus. But he still maintains that he is not going to do a statewide stay-at-home order. He says the key to stopping the virus is common sense and personal responsibility, which is true also, but some people are still just going to go out and not social distance on their own. But he refuses to issue the statewide stay-at-home order, but he wants the president to help.
Yeah, if you're asking for a federal order along those lines, but you refuse to issue one for your own state, how does that look like anything other than a complete just lack of leadership? I mean, you have the ability to do it. Other governors around you have done it, and you're saying, well, I don't want to do it, but I want the federal government to take it out of my hands. All that says to me is you don't want people to think it's your fault.
Right. You don't want to make the call.
You don't want to take the heat for it.
Right. So he said today that the pandemic is already, quote, had a devastating effect on the state of Missouri, straining hospitals, healthcare facilities, and nursing homes, businesses large as small, schools, and tens of thousands of Missourians who have been forced out of their jobs, and said it will have a more sweeping effect on the entire state than any previous disaster that has affected our citizens. Then why are you not shutting the state down like other states have done?
Right. And calling on somebody else to do it for you.
Right. So 229-80-576-7798. Again, Missouri and Kansas have not yet issued statewide stay-at-home orders like other states have done. And basically what they've been doing, the two governors of those states, have been leaving it up to local governments to do that on their own rather than calling it statewide. If your major metro areas, the majority of your population are under stay-at-home orders already, why not just call it for the whole state? Because then you have people that if you really are insistent on going to a restaurant, now I think we've got a lot of public shaming going on for things like that, but if you really are like, I need to go into a restaurant, then you could do it. You could get outside of Kansas City or outside of Columbia. You could go to a county that doesn't have the stay-at-home orders and you could probably find restaurants open. But that's not going to prevent the spread of the illness.
No, it's not. And we had talked about this. The way the dominoes were falling early on, it made even less sense. And it's a little bit different on the Missouri side because of Governor Parson asking for the federal order while refusing to, you know, to pass his own. But on the Kansas side, it makes even less sense in a lot of ways because we saw Governor Kelly early on shut down the schools long before they were shut down on the Missouri side. And did it statewide and said, okay, that's it. We're going to send the kids home. We're going to have online learning. We'll do whatever we can. But for now, nobody's showing up in classrooms. And still, even here we are weeks later, she hasn't issued a statewide stay-at-home order.
We can take a couple of quick calls here before we take a break. Let's go first to Kingsville. A. Aaron's on the phone with us. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I'm glad to talk to you today.
What's going on?
So, you know, you were just talking about Parsons. He is not an elected official. He is basically an appointed official. So he is trying to keep himself elected by basically clamoring to his base. So, in my opinion, because, you know, this all started out as a hoax, and some of them still believe that. So, I don't understand why Kelly is not, Governor Kelly has not declared an emergency. She was very proactive in starting that.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
That being said, I do construction and service work on HVAC. And so I take care of schools. I was just at a water department fixing one of their units that has to be running, you know, for an IT room. And so, you know, it is essential that we're out. I did get my, what I call Gestapo papers, and we'll talk to my boss about it. Told him.
Yeah, interesting little moniker you stuck on them there. But, yeah, has anybody asked you for them?
No, and no one is going to ask me for them. The thing with it is, in some businesses and talking to other members in the construction community, you know, those papers basically, in my opinion, are your expendable papers, not essential employee and an expendable employee, and you have to keep showing up.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So I know that I talked to a crane operator yesterday because we were setting rooftops and units on a school. Infrastructure is important, and it has to keep rolling. But Johnson County, talking to these crane operators, will not shut down any of their construction projects. They will not do it. The inspector told them that. So
yeah, and I was having a conversation yesterday with a lawyer friend of mine about what's considered essential and what's not. And yeah, construction is I'll go double negative on it, is not considered non-essential. Construction can stay open.
Right. And, you know, and I understand that to some point. I mean, bridges have to be built. I mean, I went through a lot of traffic to get to the water treatment plant I was at.
And it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue that you have construction projects, and I say this as there's one underway not far from me. It's a safety issue. You can't start a construction project like that where you've got utilities involved and roads torn up and stuff like that and not keep working on it.
Right. And, hey, I really appreciate you guys going through all the efforts you are to put on this show and for KNBC keeping all the shows on. Yes, it is a little glitchy and whatnot, but what are you going to do about that with what you have to work with?
You got it, man. Thank you for the vote of confidence. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Talking about whether Kansas and Missouri should be issuing statewide stay-at-home orders, it comes as Missouri Governor Mike Parson is asking President Trump for a federal disaster emergency declaration for the state of Missouri, but still won't declare a stay-at-home order statewide. A couple of callers to get on the line here. We'd love to hear from you, 576-7798, or you can text us at 22980. First up is Stephen in Olathe. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, guys, I never thought I'd say the words that Laura Kelly is doing a great job. I never thought in my life. You guys, if you want to be authoritarian, why don't you guys move to California and New Jersey where they're taking away the guns? I mean, Laura Kelly is doing a fantastic job, and don't you ever forget it. She is local control. Let the local officials do what they do. Don't override anyone. Let them challenge it. I don't know where you guys...
Wait, stop, Stephen, for a second. If she's so about local control, why did she declare schools statewide closed for the rest of the school year?
Well,
what's
I don't
local
care
about that?
About schools. The Constitution,
I don't care about schools.
The Constitution has... schooling is not required in the Constitution. So let's just go on to... let's just focus on what we need to focus on right now.
Yeah, let's focus on you taking back what you just said about California taking guns away. Let's start there.
Well, that's the city. That's a city. The cities are now taking away the guns. If you guys
nobody's taking away guns.
Whoa! What? Stephen? What city took guns away from one person?
No, the city, the municipalities in New Jersey and California. They are.
Who had? Okay. All right, Stephen. What municipality? Which one?
You're cherry picking around the L.A. county area.
No.
All the research and you're kind of glossing over.
Stephen. Stephen. Stop flapping your lips for a second and listen and tell me what municipality took guns away from one individual. Go ahead. Tell me.
In New Jersey. You do the research.
Which one?
I do the research for you. I don't have to do it. Just let
oh,
me,
yeah, because goodbye, phone. Goodbye, Stephen. Goodbye, Stephen. Goodbye, Stephen. Goodbye, Stephen. Yes, let's yell and scream about something we have no idea about because we must have seen it on the internet, therefore it must be true. Nobody has had any guns taken away. Relax. We're going to go, let's see.
There we go. Okay. I was having a couple of technical issues there. I am back. I missed your whole exchange with Steven there for about 30 seconds. Did I miss anything good?
Yeah, essentially what it was he said that municipalities, and wouldn't name one, in New Jersey and California are taking guns away, which isn't, of course, true. So when called on it, he just yelled at me a lot, and then we got rid of him.
That never happens. Ever. Well, darn, sorry I missed that exchange. We've got a couple other callers to get up.
Sure.
In the meantime, let's go to Blue Springs.
Let's talk to Brett in Blue Springs. Hey, Brett, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's happening?
Yeah, so last week our employers came in and said that there was a possible, if we're shut down, that they have to cover 2 weeks of leave. But now they're saying that's only if it's a federal thing. Is that true?
I have not heard that.
Right.
That's a brand new one on me, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. They came out and said that you could take your vacation now, and at the end of that, if they declare a shutdown, you would get 2 weeks paid leave, per se, and now they're saying that's only if it's federal. So I'm not sure. I was just calling to see if you guys knew, so...
Yeah, not right off the top of my head. I'll tell you what, though, we'll keep an eye on the text line. If anything comes in on that, we will definitely let you know.
Okay, awesome.
All right, appreciate it. And that's the thing. I mean, all of this is changing so rapidly. We had a marathon session of the United States Senate last night that went to, 3 a.m. before they finally got some kind of a working model of a deal hammered out. And they're expected to get together, make that official later today, and that's going to go directly to the president. So remains to be seen what's going to happen after that. However, at least there is some movement. And, you know, let me take a second on that, too, because we had... a lot of people over the last couple of days, you know, again, I guess people are at home right now, so we've got a little bit more time to fight with each other on this stuff. And I've seen this happen all over social media where people are hacking on one side or the other, just going back to the same political divisions that we're always involved in. But what we saw happen over the last 48 hours was a perfect civics lesson. I won't say the outcome was perfect. People are always going to batter that around. But this is what goes on in the Senate. And this is, you know, when we get into these times where people see it happen, that's when it gives the impression that things are a lot worse on Capitol Hill than they are. The kind of bickering we saw with both sides calling each other names and doing all of this, that's what happens. That's how you end up with a bill that represents everybody. It may not give everybody what they want. It may not give everybody what they need, but at least everybody has their voice heard. They need to scream at each other over it, though. And why they do, I don't know, because they're a bunch of children, I guess. But they feel like, you know, somebody puts out a bill and it's got everything they want, nothing the other guy does. And the other guy says, oh, he's terrible. Look, he's trying to make life worse for you. And then they yell at each other for a couple of days and then they hammer out a deal. That's the way politics has always been done. So if you took the opportunity to say, see, this shows it was all the other guy's fault. Well, look what happened. They ended up with a compromise bill in less than 3 days. And now it's off to the president. So it's just, that's the sausage making process they refer to when it comes to government and civics. Now we got to see it in real time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.